You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
And welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We have music by Haydn, Fauré, and a 2024 interview with Jason Sagabiel, founding director of the New York City Guitar Orchestra, who talks about music from their debut album titled Spectra, which features music commissioned by the ensemble. We'll start with music from that recording. This is a chorale by Frederick Hand, performed by the New York City Guitar Orchestra, directed by Jason Sagabiel.
Thank you.
Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the New York City Guitar Orchestra, directed by Jason Sagabiel, in a chorale by Frederick Hand. That was from their debut album titled Spectra on the Reentrant record label. We'll hear more from that recording later in the program, but next is Haydn's Concerto for Violin and Keyboard, arranged for guitar. Alexandre Lagoya is the soloist with the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jean-Pierre Rampal. Thank you. Guitarist Alexandre Lagoya and the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jean-Pierre Rampal, in Haydn's Concerto, originally written for violin and keyboard. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next is music by Joseph Parisi, his piece for guitar soloist and guitar orchestra titled Guitar Brigade. It's from the debut album Spectra by the New York City Guitar Orchestra. In September 2024, founding director Jason Sagabiel spoke about the ensemble.
So I was the director from 2010 till 2022. And now there's a new director, Nikki Tedesco, who I'm really happy with. She's going to be taking over for the future, but it's just, you know, I had to leave New York City for the whole COVID mess. But the way that started is I was in the new music scene in New York and was not always available to make the meetings at the New York City Classical Guitar Society because they were often on nights I was gigging or teaching. And John Olson, at the time, who was the president, put in a newsletter they were looking to start a guitar orchestra. And through the new music world, I'd already conducted some guitar orchestras, a lot of new music, really difficult stuff. And so I applied and ended up getting the job as the first and founding director of the ensemble.
So how many players are in the guitar orchestra?
It's ranged. We've had well over 100 players over the years. But at any given time, it's probably around 30. One of, I think, the great things about the orchestra is that it's a mixture of both amateurs